Welcome to Grace in the Shadows. This is Dr. Marla Beeler and
Dr. J.
Dr. Jonathan Beeler. Hello, everybody. Hope you are doing well today. We'd like to give a quick shout out to Calabash, North Carolina.
Where is that?
They are close to Myrtle Beach. And they are known as the seafood capital of the world. Don't you remember when we went there and we were looking for calabash shrimp?
That sounds like a nice place for us to visit.
We have been close to there. I've been through there. So it's a really cool area. So Calabash, thanks so much for listening. Thanks for sharing. Yeah. Thanks for downloading. We really appreciate it. You can reach out to us at drjonathan@graceintheshadows.org. You can text or call 251-244-4645. Check out our Etsy store, shadowsofgrace.etsy.com. If you would like to monthly support our show, there's a link in the show notes. And finally, if you would like a great porn blocker, which everybody should have on their devices. Mm-hmm. There's a link in our show notes about Covenant Eyes. You can click on that link, use the promo code GRACE1998, and you will get 1 month free. All right.
You know, our dog can really, he drinks water very loudly.
Yes.
He gulps.
It's loud. It is very loud. So if you ever hear a strange noise off in the distance, it could possibly be Si drinking his water.
It could be Si.
And you may also hear, we have flies. It is the season of the flies.
Yeah, we're down here in the South. In the South.
In the deep South. Yeah. There's flies, there's gnats, there's mosquitoes, there's roaches. You just name it. So, yeah. If you hear a zap, I've got my little fly zapper. So if you hear a zap, that's me. Just ignore it and roll on. All right. What kind of facts you got?
Crocodile's politeness.
Okay.
It's impossible for a crocodile to stick out its tongue. Therefore, it is likely to be the one of the least rude creatures on the planet.
I'm sorry. He's going to eat you, though. So yes. I don't think he's extremely polite.
Smile like the crocodile.
All right.
Spiders are considered scarier than death. Believe it or not, people are more likely to fear spiders than death itself. Come on.
Can I tell about, well, I don't know, our daughter.
She is kind of scared.
She is scared. One time she had one in her room and she slept downstairs for a month because I'm like, that spider has packed up and moved to another country. You're down here sleeping.
Yeah. The refrigerator used to be quite dangerous.
Oh, wow.
I remember this. We had one in our basement.
Okay, what was wrong with it?
You can open a refrigerator from the inside, though that wasn't always the case.
That's right.
Traditional models could only open from the outside, which led to a variety of fatalities. People would hide and go seek.
Yeah.
And they would go into the refrigerator, which were the old ones.
Yeah.
And they couldn't get out, and they would lose oxygen and die.
Well, and sometimes they would have them at dumps and places like that, and kids would be playing and get stuck in them. So, I can see. I can see that.
You hate sitting in the dentist chair.
Ugh.
Now you'll know why.
Mm,
the electric chair was, believe it or not, the creation of a dentist. Double check the safety of your chair the next time you go in for a checkup.
I know. I knew there was a reason why I didn't like that. Actually, when I was little, I had a horrible dentist and I was terrified. And
I hate.
Yeah. And so as a child, I was terrified. I still am terrified of the dentist. Yeah.
Well, we're talking about some sex today.
Oh, okay.
Sex and the narcissist.
All right.
Now,
okay.
This will.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Narcissism and sexuality can intersect in various ways. And understanding the relationship requires exploring both concepts individually.
Okay.
So narcissism refers to personality trait characterized by excessive self-love, grandiosity, inflated sense of self-importance, etc. But narcissistic individuals tend to prioritize their needs over others,
mm-hmm.
seek admiration from others, lack empathy for others. So they may have an excessive focus on their appearance, achievement, and status. And so sexuality, narcissism can manifest in different ways.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah. So number one is sexual entitlement.
Oh, okay.
The need of sexual entitlement. The narcissistic person mm-hmm. may have an exaggerated sense of entitlement when it comes to sexual relationship. They may believe they are entitled to sexual attention, admiration, gratification from others, disregarding the needs or boundaries for their partners.
That's sad.
You sick with a headache? You're tired? Yeah, get up.
Who cares?
Yeah.
That's awful.
You know, there's no, it's only about
them.
Me, myself, and I for the narcissist.
That would be very difficult.
Objectification.
Okay.
Making an object of your wife or husband.
Mm-hmm.
Narcissists may view others primarily as objects for their own pleasure and validation. There goes another fly.
I got it.
Wham! Electrocuted.
All right.
So basically, the narcissist may view others primarily as objects for their own pleasure and validation rather than an individual with their own desires and agency.
That's
so what
awful.
they use sex as a means to bolster their own self-esteem and control over others, thus making objects out of their spouse.
So, you know, if they're married, their spouse, they don't look at them as a person.
Yeah, they're a tool to get what they want.
That's awful.
Yeah.
I'm sure you probably discuss how that makes the partner feel.
It makes them feel
demoralized
because mm-hmm. we're going to get to that in a second.
Yeah, that's what that. Yeah,
you know, you start off with just like with other areas, the adulation,
mm-hmm.
where they want to be. You know, everything's they're the best in the world.
Yeah,
and that may actually they may just love bomb
right
at first,
and then
they go into other areas where it becomes more destructive,
right,
for their spouse.
That's awful.
Exploitation.
Mm-hmm.
Narcissists may exploit sexual encounters to gain power, control, and validation.
Mm.
They may emotionally manipulate others to fulfill their own desires without regard for the well-being or consent of their partner.
Mm.
So example one may be manipulation, seduction. The narcissists, you know, they're very skilled
mm-hmm.
manipulators.
Right.
They use charm, flattery, and seduction to engage in sexual activity.
Mm-hmm.
They may shower targets with attention, compliments, and gifts to create a sense of dependence and loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
Love bombing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Draw them in and then treat them awful. Yeah. But
they're kind of predatorish.
Yeah. Very much so.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Another example two is emotional manipulation. Narcissists may use emotional manipulation to exploit others sexually.
Mm-hmm.
Exploit a person's vulnerabilities, insecurities, or past traumas to gain control over them, coerce them, and engaging in sexual acts that they're uncomfortable with.
Yeah. And you know what? Physical attacks are awful, but emotional attacks, I mean, they're awful. I mean, because that you can't get those words and those sayings and things like that out of your head if you've been emotionally attacked or abused.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of this could be, it could be saying your spouse is overweight or, you know, maybe some insecurities in other areas.
I think
that the narcissist will like a Jekyll and Hyde.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Yeah. Yep.
Lack of boundaries and consent.
Mm-hmm.
They may disregard, minimize the importance of consent or personal boundaries,
mm-hmm.
pressure or sometimes coerce others in sexual activities without respecting their wishes and limits.
True.
And dismissing objections and discomfort expressed by partners.
Yeah. Right, right.
Exploiting power differentials.
Mm-hmm.
The narcissist may exploit power imbalances to coerce or force others into sexual activities.
Mm-hmm.
This can occur in situations where the narcissist holds positions of authority,
mm-hmm.
influence, a boss, work relations, or mentor-mentee dynamics.
Right.
Gaslighting, guilt tripping. The gaslighting techniques are very common to target doubts, to get the person to doubt their own perceptions and reality.
Mm-hmm.
They may manipulate others, feeling guilty or responsible for the narcissist's sexual desires, and thus shifting the blame and maintaining control.
Wow. Yeah. That's tough.
Idolization and devaluation. The narcissist may idolize their sexual partners. Mm-hmm. You're the best thing since sliced bread. And then if they aren't getting what they want,
mm-hmm.
they will devalue
their
partner.
That's awful.
So it's important to note that not all individuals exhibit narcissistic traits will display all these. Mm-hmm. However, narcissism is extreme, impairs empathy, respect for boundaries, consent. It can negatively impact sexual relationships and contribute to harmful dynamics.
Mm.
So with this, I think, just like with other narcissistic areas, setting boundaries, learning to get help.
Right.
And really, really seeking wisdom on the options to deal with this.
Definitely. And so many times this is only done in private, never in public, of course. And people are often shocked if they find out about this person and how they are manipulating their spouse. A lot of times people are shocked about, oh, they could never do that. And that's what that narcissist wants you to think.
Right.
Because they have their public persona and their private persona. And often it's very, very different. And the partner is often trapped and abused and it's just awful what they're having to go through. So both of them definitely need counseling. Both of them need biblical counseling to be able to get past this and to make changes. And like we've said before, you know, so many people say that narcissists can't change, but we don't believe that because we believe in an almighty God who can do, unimaginable things and miracles.
You know, I think it's also interesting how narcissistic abuse tends to be kind of hidden sometimes anyhow.
Right.
But this is a very more private thing.
Yeah.
And I think that it's even more isolating and more, probably more lonely and more, more destructive.
Well, and I think especially in the Christian community, because the Christian community is so, hopefully it's getting better, but the Christian community is so apt to push sexual sins and things like that under the carpet and not discuss them.
Yes.
So that's why I think that the person that it's happening to a lot of times is afraid to speak out because they're not sure how the Christian community will react to the situation.
And if the narcissist is getting all he wants and, desires, the relationship will be like on heaven. It'll be like this just idolization of great things.
Right.
And it will be just awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And but when things aren't going his way,
right,
her way,
right,
then you have all these gaslighting, threats, manipulation, coercion.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
That really is destructive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. This is a short one, but
that's
I believe
okay.
an important one. Some of them are longer.
Yeah.
Some of them are shorter.
And that's okay.
So remember this. I don't care if you're a narcissist. I don't care who you are.
Right.
Psychopath.
Right.
That God can change you.
Right.
God can take your mess, turn to a message for his glory, for your good.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great day. Bye.